This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Review, a service of the Good Day program, Good Day Networks. Doug Steffen, and in this case, Jennifer Horn, is here from the Good Day program in KRLA in Los Angeles to go through the stories and the people this week on the list from Talkers Magazine. Talkers does the work, yeoman's work, of listening to, monitoring, if you will, lots of talk radio stations and programs, talking to hosts and management about what the big stories are of the week and who's being yacked about. And we'll compare that to what Jennifer has done on KRLA, much more of a political program or political station than certainly what we normally do on the Good Day program. But this hour and the companion hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, is aimed at overviewing all the news talk stations and the news talk work that's done. So we get to it. Here we are. Number 10 on the
here
story list, Jen Jen. Yes,
yep.
Here's we are. Here's Weezars.
there was a city councilman named Jose Weezar, and he was taking money and bribes in a paper sack.
Oh, cool. Well, upstanding fellow. No
isn't
doubt.
That nice? I mean, I always love to get my bribes in a lunch sack. I think that's classy.
Right. You know, I'll tell you a quick story about a fellow who was the Secretary of Transportation in Massachusetts. His name was Locke. He was a very good guy. He was part of an administration that I supported greatly, but he got caught taking $3,000 bribes. Sort of reminds me of Spiro Agnew, in fact. And because he got caught, he was... yeah. So he got sent to jail at the Framingham Reformatory, and while he was in there, he had to work. You know, they give the guys that aren't, he's not a violent criminal, so he didn't spend much time in there. He got out while he was there, and he was kind of, he had to go back every night, but he worked for me when I was in the bus business. He ran my bus business for me, as a matter of fact, for a couple of years. Very good guy. Anyway, why did I start that? I'm thinking about bribes him. Well, I was thinking about Mr. Santos. Number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers is the change in Mr. Santos's seat and who the Republicans wanted to get in there and who actually got in there. So that's number 10. Number 9, the inflation report, the economy, what the Fed is going to do or seems to be doing, how things are going there. At number 8, the Tucker Carlson interview with Putin. And Putin has much to say about who he wants to be the next president of the United States. Well, listen, sure it'll be fine. It'll be
and
swell
just as we mentioned that, a little countdown extra, which maybe you haven't even heard as we put this show together. But Navalny, the opposition leader, died in prison. That's the breaking news.
There you go.
Talk about Putin. Not the greatest of guys when people speak out against him.
No, I'm surprised he didn't just kill him outright instead of poisoning him. He tried to poison him a couple of times.
Tried to. Remember, he almost died, and then he came back, and then he went back to Russia, and then he was jailed, and that's where he died.
Lovely place, Russia. At 7, the tensions that we're still enduring with Iran, the war in the Middle East, number 6, the shooting aftermath of the Chiefs' victory in the Super Bowl, disgraceful. Number 4, the presidential race and all the things going on with Trump. That's kind of a combo 4 and 3, the legal battles, etc. Number 2, the stuff trying to get through Congress, whatever aid packages there may be, military or otherwise. And then the migrant situation is number 1 on the story list. On the people list, Tom Suozzi, is that how you pronounce his name, Jen? Suozzi?
The congressman.
Yeah, Suozzi. All right, so number 9, Tucker Carlson with Vladimir Putin. Netanyahu is 8. Nikki Haley is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Fannie Willis is 5. That whole thing. Mike Johnson's 4. Alejandro Mayorkas is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. So, with regard to the Bidens and all the hoopla that's been around them, and, you know, whether or not the source that provided the info to the FBI was on the up and up or not, Jennifer, apparently the source that said the Bidens were getting dough from various sources has impeached himself. Or anyway, he was...
He resigned, yeah.
Supposedly, he resigned from the FBI. Confidential source. The guy's name is Alexander Smirnov.
I love his vodka.
Interesting. Yeah, right. Name for somebody in the United States FBI. Anyway, so he was shown as a confidential source for the FBI. He used that information to go chase around Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and Joe Biden himself, kind of. He's the same person that Republicans have called a highly credible source. So, Jennifer, you want to address that? I don't remember anybody calling him a highly credible source.
To be honest, I had never even heard of him until this story broke.
Right.
He said that Joe Biden is corrupt. I don't know exactly what he said or what evidence. I mean, we've gotten a lot more evidence from people that worked with Joe Biden that probably have the smoking gun rather than someone who's with inside the FBI. I think all of these stories really just go back to one thing, and that is that the FBI has a lot of corruption in it. You go back to the people who were allegedly blowing the whistle on Trump. Remember Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? They were the first ones during the impeachment round one against Trump that were making up and falsifying stuff. James Comey is even alleged to have been falsifying stuff. Now you've got this guy. We have a real problem, and I don't care who it benefits, whether it's benefiting Republicans or Democrats. I just want truth. Because right now, when we don't have truth, nobody trusts anything. I certainly don't. I don't trust anything now that comes out of the government.
From anywhere. From the government, from supposed news sources.
And that's really, really, really dangerous because we're just trusting people are just trusting their gut. And, you know, that's not always right either. So,
I don't know. You can't possibly know all the nuance.
The symptom of the biggest problem.
The nuance of whatever is in the news and how we absorb it, how we get it, all of that stuff. The social media situation has ruined it, basically, along with bad journalism schools and, you know, all the stuff that makes, it's just so one-sided, that is, and verification doesn't become impeachable sources or unimpeachable sources all that stuff's out the window.
I just want to know if our people are up to no good or not. That's it. I mean, isn't law enforcement or wasn't law enforcement? And the FBI seems to be the most corrupt that we have in this country at this point. And that's why I think a lot of people are saying we kind of need to burn it down and rebuild again because it's just there's too many politics. There's too many people who are benefiting from their positions of power. And they use the news media in a way to make it seem like what they're trying to sell you is factual. And
doesn't happen. All right. Number 8 on the story list this week, the situation with the Russians and the Ukrainians has been going on since 2022. United States, European nations imposed a lot of sanctions, trade restrictions on the Russians. But the Russians today seem to be doing okay. Why is that? What happened? Their economy is back in the growth mode. They can't buy. All the stuff is Chinese. They found new providers for drones and computer chips. And, the stuff they can sell, the oil, the gas they can sell, they're selling it. They got plenty of money to pay for the war. They don't have plenty of soldiers. They don't really know how to conduct a war, it would seem. But the stuff that we talked about, we tried to, use these restrictions as weaponry. It hasn't changed. Putin is still a pariah. He ought to be shot. He should have been arrested. Somebody should have gone in and gotten him and bring him to Hague and try him for war criminals. But none of that's been done. None of it has been done.
And Ukraine is still a corrupt Eastern European nation. I wish that people, and this is another thing, if it were just Jen and Doug's world, I think we'd be so much happier.
Right.
There is a common sense place to be on this war. Of course we want Ukraine to fight back and defend themselves. Of course, we don't want Vladimir Putin to rebuild the USSR. But to continually throw money into a war that we don't see very many images from, we don't see battleground footage from, it feels like we're just funding a stalemate. And we're funding it blindly by not even requesting where the money goes. We don't actually even put stipulations on where the money goes. We just hand them blank checks. And we can't do that. We can't do that to ourselves. We're being played. And we're being played by both sides who just see this as another way to weaken the American economy, boost inflation, and that's exactly what's happening. A little crank up this week, but I got enough sleep.
Yes.
Vladimir Putin also this week, allegedly, you probably heard about it. I know it's not on the list because it just came out. But the story this week is that Russia has plans to blow up American satellites.
Right.
Now, do you think, based on what we just established about the news media and the FBI and our intelligence agencies that maybe like to tell us fibs to get their way, are you believing that right now? Because I'm having trouble when they're trying to sell us a Ukraine package that's going to cost us billions and billions of dollars. So they can scare
people.
Trying
to scare us into.
Yeah. That Russia, because they know that the American support isn't there anymore. So now maybe they're going to put us back into that position where we're scared of Russia and we think we have to fund Ukraine so that they don't put a spy satellite out
there. But the problem,
and
that's part of the problem. But the other part of the problem is what you said a few minutes ago. You don't know what to believe. You don't know what the sources are. You don't know the government. There are government sources that say, look out for this. I saw this yesterday where the Republicans say one thing, Democrats say another thing. Don't worry about it. One side says, the other says, oh, look out. They're going to get us.
Well, and then what also makes me extra suspicious, not only the aid package, but the fact that in the same breath that he's talking about the satellites, he's saying we need to expand the ability to get FISA warrants, which is what they used to spy on Trump. So now we want to get back into people's houses again. I don't know.
Lovely, isn't it?
Oh, for national security, of course.
Lovely. All right, so we continue talking about what's on the list. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, 23 after the hour now, here on the Good Day program's answer to what's going on in the world of news talk radio. And during our Good Day program, we always have, at this point in each hour, Jennifer, as you know, a social media connection. Sometimes we go to the trending lists for gossipy things, and sometimes we talk about the technology. However, I think this is the most important social media story of the week, frankly. The city of New York has announced it's suing all the social media companies for harming children. Now, whether you think Eric Adams, who's the mayor of New York, is a grandstander, I'm not a fan, but I think this is a good move. The government of the city of New York filed a lawsuit against all of the social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and YouTube, all of them, accusing them of fomenting a nationwide youth mental health crisis. There's lots of great, they've got all kinds of proof, nonstop stream of harmful content, exposing children to that. And so the only question I have is, where are the parents in all this? I get that the lawsuit needs to be filed. I get the allegations, and I think they're all purposeful, and I think that they, you know, speak to the addiction that children and teenagers have to social media and to not only, you know, it's the devices that give them, you know, the algorithms in the devices and algorithms in the software for the companies that are being sued to generate the feeds to keep youngsters on the platforms longer, encourage compulsive use of these things. There is an addiction. There's zombies.
Yeah.
And they get, students in school, for example.
I'm so torn on this because I feel like parents need to do a better job of parenting when it comes to social media. But I also think that there is something real about this need for more that gets put into our kids by scrolling through social media. And if you look at TikTok particularly, which I think is probably
awful,
the biggest offender,
disgraceful,
in China, the Chinese, they don't do that. They put educational material on their TikTok. So what's wrong with us?
Well, because TikTok belongs to them, and they're using
it. Down.
Of course we should shut it down.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what's happening.
I mean, to me, that's minds better than wasting time suing people. Shut down TikTok in this country.
Yeah. Well, so this is the beginning. This is a platform for doing it anyway. And in case you've not ever heard the clip that I played, I'm not sure, Jennifer, whether you've heard this or not. This is a clip from an episode of Yellowstone. The daughter-in-law of John Dutton, who's married to his son on the program, I think she's a native, if I'm not mistaken. She's a teacher in a high school. And she asks one day the kids, or she's having trouble with the kids because they're always on their devices and they're not paying attention in class. So she asks them to go outside to see if they can get a different experience. And yet the same sort of thing is happening. And here is her reaction to seeing all of the students in her high school class on their social media outside the school.
Look at you guys. I thought moving the class outside for a day would get you off your phones, but you're still staring at your tiny screens. Liking photos of people you've never met, commenting on their lives while they comment on yours. Do you have any idea what's happening in the world you live in? Do you think that the photo on your screen has anything to do with that world? The world you live in is slowly shrinking. There's a tiny group of men who are buying it and stripping it naked and selling you what they extract. They're raping your world and selling you what they take. I mean, they sell you the water you drink, the air you breathe, and you line up for it like sheep. They will kill your brother and steal your child and pollute everything you love.
Wow.
And you'll never notice because you're so hypnotized by a world that doesn't exist.
There you go. That's it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is speaking directly to concerns related to a serious national security threat flagged by the chair of the House Intelligence Committee this week. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
He says this capability has not been deployed by Russia and that no one is in immediate danger. Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet company is making a deal with the Israeli government. In the meantime, the nation's officials announced Starlink technology will be used in Israel and parts of the Gaza Strip. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he'd rather see President Biden remain in office. Putin suggested that he would prefer Biden's perceived predictability and experience. Putin also dismissed the concerns about Biden's cognitive health. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour, back on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the charts for the week of February 12th to the 16th, with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Jen from the Good Day program and Carol A. in Los Angeles, going through the stories. One of the things that we have in our focus, number seven, the situation that we find ourselves in with Iran. Did you know that tankers owned by and insured by an American company are the transporters of billions and billions and billions of dollars of oil from Iran this past year? Billions.
Nice.
What is... What is... I mean, anything for a buck, but imagine... I thought that there was a... Didn't Congress pass a law keeping American companies from doing business with the Iranians, and yet here we have this company. I thought there was a law.
They should have. I know, it should be. But you know what? They loosened so many sanctions on Iran when Biden came back into office.
Yeah. It's always Biden's fault. You can always find
in most cases, it is.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I got no love for him. Listen, don't get me wrong. There's nothing about what's going on.
If you'd like
me
to rephrase whoever's running the country, it might be their fault, because I don't know that it's Biden. So if you want me to soften, there you go.
It isn't. It's Susan Rice who's running the country. And people always say, who is she? She is somebody who's been around for a long time. She goes back, actually, to the Clinton era. She was friends with Hillary and manages to, each with each administration, get herself put in a higher position. And she she was sort of a contemporary, and she rose kind of like Condoleezza Rice did. A couple of black women who have strong feelings about their allegiances. Obviously, Condoleezza Rice on the Republican side, and Rice, Condoleezza, what, they're both named Rice. Wait a minute. Did I just figure that out? Condoleezza Rice and Susan Rice.
You suggesting that there's a link?
I just thought about that. Huh. Think about that for a second. Same now. I don't think they're related at all, but wouldn't that be interesting? Like James Carville and what was that woman he married that was in the Bush administration?
Wasn't it Marlene Matlin?
Marley.
No, she's the actress. What's her
Marley.
Name?
Marley. No, it was Marley. Yeah, Marley Matlin. She's the actress. That Marley something or other, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I remember holding her baby at a convention. Aww. She came over to me. She and Carville had just had a baby. And I was there. I don't even remember why I was there. But she knew me from previous conversations. And so she walked over to me and she said, "Here, do you mind holding my baby for a few minutes?" And so I did. Anyway, I wish I could remember her name. Anyway, let's look at the comments on the social media that we have. All of our social media is accessible by just using at Good Day Networks. So here's, let's see here, the things that you paid the most attention to this week. Antonio says Bitcoin.
Okay.
What's new there? I didn't see anything about Bitcoin.
I'm the worst at asking that question. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, well, remember a couple of weeks ago, the courts allowed them to set up funds that were all Bitcoin funds. I figured that would push the value up. I don't know if it has or not because I haven't followed it. Thomas Andrew says that he's most excited, paid the most attention to the lineups as baseball spring training camps open for the pitchers and the catchers. And I think that was last weekend. I think this weekend it's the players, right? So they have the first games at the end of
February. Full team reported this week. Yeah, they're already there. Yep.
Yep. Okay, Thomas, thank you for bringing that to our attention. I'd forgotten about that. Okay, let's see here. Michael Krasinich, I think is how you pronounce his name, says he thinks the biggest problem is the Russian threat, the space stuff. So the behind the scenes with that, Jennifer mentioned it a few minutes ago. If you weren't listening, or if you did listen, you heard us. If you weren't, just to rewind for a second, the Russians supposedly have this new missile that's capable of carrying a nuclear warhead to space that could be targeted at all of our infrastructure that's in space and naked as whatever. There's no protection up there for any of that stuff, and leave it to them to figure out a way. We don't know whether this is true or not. It's just kind of floating around, as Jennifer pointed out, the story. Maybe it's just there to scare us so that we're going to fund the Ukrainian war again.
Yeah.
But,
and loosening up restrictions that were put on the FISA court, which is where they can pull warrants to spy on people, all in the name of national security.
Well, but what happens if they're right and we're not?
Well, that we should stop sending money to Ukraine and start sending money to the Space Force so that we're ready for a defense. I mean, remember, Trump got laughed at when he launched the Space Force. This is for reasons why, this is some of the reasons why we need that, because our new battlefield is going to be up in space with our satellites, with our power grids, all of that
stuff. Why can't we all get along? Now, here's Jan Rose, who says the border issue. I live in Tucson, listen to you every morning, 60 miles from the Mexican border, and we're inundated. And that's number one. That's the number one story this week.
And it should be.
The situation with migrants and what are we doing about it? Nothing, not enough, or, you know, whatever political reality there is attached to it. But the interesting side to this story, this week, the government, for whatever the reason, announced that the number of Chinese immigrants coming in legally and illegally is at an all-time high. And the reason for this, some of them are coming. Yeah, well, it isn't as much of a problem for me anyway as having all of the people from South America who are not skilled. The Chinese people, according to the story, now whether again who believes what, most of the people that are coming here bringing families with them. Some of them are coming through the ports on the West Coast. Some are coming through Mexico. There are literally hundreds of thousands of them because the Chinese economy is in the bucket, and a lot of people who have skills are coming into this country, and they are being interviewed, and they are sort of being set aside, if you will.
It's a problem, though, whether they have skills or not, because here's what's happening with China. China doesn't let anybody just go unless they have a plan, right? I mean, you don't just get to flee China. It's very difficult. And most people there don't have enough money to do that because they're not part of the CCP. The people with money are usually tied to the CCP. So what's happening is that they're letting people go and they're literally flying like into near Tijuana and walking in through California with roller bags. These aren't people who are taking, you know, hundreds of mile treks to try to get here. They're flying in and they're walking in. But they're using these people as cover for people who are here for nefarious reasons. There are many people who believe that they are trying to build a military from within in our country filled with people who are Chinese men, military age, working for the CCP. That's what's disturbing about it, is you may have good people who are here coming for a good life, and they're allowed to because you're being used as cover for these other people who are not checking, who aren't here for that reason.
You know, it's interesting. The movie Red Dawn, do you remember that from about 40 years ago? Patrick Swayze was in it, and Charlie Sheen, I think... Ali Sheedy or one of the... A lot of Brat Packers were in it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that movie? Have you ever seen it?
I remember the name. I can't remember much about it, though.
It was about a Russian attack in America and how this band of youngsters called the Wolverines went around the central part of the country, mostly the Rockies, to try to curtail, and they did a good job of it for a number of months. That's the story. You know, obviously it didn't happen, but it's interesting to see, you know, even back then the Russians were the bad guys. That was the year that Gorbachev and Reagan got together. It was the year after Reagan said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." Remember when he was on the Berlin Wall?
Yeah.
And what happened after that, you can say what you will about Ronald Reagan, but he was, I don't know if genius is the right word, but he was so determined to get the relationship with Russia on the up and up. And he had a good partner in Gorbachev. They actually became very good friends and did a lot of good between the two of them in the last few years of the Reagan administration. So, anyway, but we are a far cry from that now. That's for doggone sure. A far cry from that. All right, let's talk about George Santos, number 10 this week. The seat that went to the Democrat that held the seat before Santos got it. Interesting to note that Santos won by about 10 points over Swozy when he ran the last time. And Swozy won by over 10 points over the lady that he was running against, who just didn't seem like she was really into it. I didn't think she felt
Oh, I think
like
she did. She's got a great story. Yeah. Minority born. She had, I mean, she yeah. seemed like she had a really interesting story. But
Mazi
I think Democrats
Pilip?
Threw
is that
a lot of money in the race.
Pilip?
Say well, it again?
What's her name? Is it Mazi?
Mazi,
right?
I think.
Mazi?
Yeah.
Right. Something like that. Anyway, so now Santos sharing some harsh words about his successor, who obviously flipped the seat in the special election. Of course, all the news media, the liberal news media in New York especially, says, "See, this is a lesson for you damn Republicans. We're going to take over the world. Look at this guy started a revolution. Look out, Republicans. Tonight, we've established a new world order." Blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
World order, did they?
Nah, they didn't. I'm just
okay, kidding. That was you. Good. I was going to say, that's a rough thing to say.
Anyway, we all know about Santos and what a jerk he was. And that's really why the Republicans lost. It isn't because the Democrats are... This is my analysis of this. See if you agree, Jennifer. Swozy's no genius. He's got a nice suit and tie and looks the part of a congressman. But he didn't do anything that left a mark on anybody when he was in Congress before. And he was an easy target for Santos when he ran. Too bad they didn't have a decent candidate. And nobody really knew who this Mozzie Pillip was either. And so, you know, what they did was just take advantage of a situation. But to have the Democrats crowing about this is a wave, this is the beginning of the end.
Well, and this is really stupid on the Republicans' part. I mean, look at how many members of the squad have been accused of much worse than George Santos has been accused of. But yet the Republicans eat their own once again to look like they're the better people and morally right and ethically right.
Nah, they don't give it that much thought. No, I don't think they gave it that much thought.
They had to get him out of Congress. He was expelled. They voted him out. The Republicans did that to themselves.
Well, you're talking about Sanders. Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. I'm just saying that I don't know that they think it through. The story is not about necessarily Santos, and it's not even really about Swozy. It's about how we take the information here and twist it and turn it around. So yeah, it was his old seat, and yeah, he was defeated because he did a terrible job when he was in there before. So now he goes back to doing a terrible job, and he'll get if they can come up with somebody good the next time around. Then they'll run against him. And so, but my point is, this is not the beginning of a Democratic landslide. This is not the beginning of the end for the Republicans. It is just another opportunity for a bunch of opportunists to try to control the narrative. And so, but the Republicans have nobody to blame. They waited way too long to get rid of George Santos. If they hadn't left him in there so long, some good Republican could have gone back in. Anyway, 48 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on.
And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now, 53 after the hour, we do not have Tom Kreitler with us to talk about how to fix up your house over the weekend, but we do have lots of information. That's what this program is in part, the mainstay of good programming is to have lots of information, the old full-service morning programs I always talk about when I have, actually most of my career has been in the morning, so I have molded the Good Day program around my experiences doing morning radio, trying to bring as much information, entertainment, thoughts, the thought process that people are involved in, all that becomes part of the mix here. And the food, farm, family thing has been one of the unexpected victories. I started it because we have Jay and I talked a lot in general senses about the food farm connection, because I do the American Family Farmer Show every week. It's on most of these same stations talking about, and to, the small family operators. 94% of the farms in America still controlled by families. And I'm talking about numbers, not acres, but numbers of farms. And so I felt that that was a good offshoot, having the food farm family connection discussed here on the program, because there's so many recalls, so many problems at the stores, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why we're doing this and continue to do it. There's so much information to float out there. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. As we're talking about food and eating and enjoying it, Valentine's week is coming to a close. The folks at Calotren have done a great job, and you have the weekend to do the buy three, get three free sale. It was an idea that one of the people working on the staff there said, how about we have, because Valentine's week and romantic, get enough for the spouses, three for the husband, three for the wife. And that's what happens. 3 months of Calotren for you, 3 months of Calotren for your significant other. Why does this work? Well, because it's an all-natural thing you can take with all medications, doesn't bother any. This is a company that created, it was sort of a little shop when they started. A doctor and a couple of nurses came up with the Calotren formula that's all-natural, and it supports your body so wonderfully well. That's why it's been used by millions of people in the last 27 years. So if you are like the average American that has over the holidays and through the winter gained 8 or 10 pounds, all right, let's knock it off. And you can do that by going to the Top Loss website, toploss.com. That's the Calitrin site. And you can look and see what's been done. Why is this right for you? Well, look at all the people that are there in the web that are talking about their success. Program is absolutely right for everybody wanting to lose weight and keep it off. All right? So take advantage of the Valentine's Week special right now at toploss.com for the product that everybody's talking about in terms of losing weight. All right, one of the big stories this week in the Food, Farm, and Family Department is something that has happened with the Colorado Attorney General filing a lawsuit to block the merger of Kroger and Albertsons. And in the state of Colorado alone, Kroger's, the largest chain, has 148 markets. Albertsons has 105 stores. They run under the name of Safeway and Albertsons, so they're the state's third largest grocery chain. And that pretty much is the way it shapes up around the country. So how can this be good for the purchasers of... It isn't. It's not good for the consumer at all. And that's what the Attorney General has said basically in his brief. It's a violation of the antitrust laws, not only of our state, but in this country. We want to prevent this merger from taking place. We are pursuing civil penalties and injunctive relief. That's pretty strong. Those are strong words. Kroger and Albertsons announced the merger a year or so ago. The AG there has been investigating. The two chains went into a no-poach agreement, which meant that they were as competitors. They weren't going to employ each other's employees, and they weren't going to, they were going to not basically compete. And so it was the first example, the first sign, if you will, of what was in the offing. If before they even merge, they limit the competition. And this is what happens when we have all these monopolies. And that's where we're getting down to four major companies that control 90% of the supermarkets in our country. And the same is true with growing the food. We have seven or eight different companies that are controlling most all of the food that's grown in our country. So congratulations to the Colorado Attorney General for coming up with a blockage to this merger. Hopefully he's successful and the feds will get on the ball and keep this from happening because it's not good. All right, we have 59.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.